Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His life, my heart endures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. My Lord that brought me here below will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
All right, thank you, young ladies. At least when she always keeps me on the edge, she says she's not going to do it till we get right up to it, and then she'll usually fall in there and do it. And so, anyway, we appreciate that good singing. All right, we're going to ask Brother Sisson to come today and get your Bibles, and I'm sure the Lord's laid something on his heart. I know I don't know how long he's been an evangelist. He may tell you how long he's been preaching. But I was praying for him, and I said, Lord, I know this man's got up into hundreds and thousands of sermons, but only two of them will work today. And help him to find which one we need to hear today.
Amen. We trust
the Lord has, and we do appreciate Brother Melvin and his faithfulness in preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
Congratulations on 35 years.
Thank you,
brother. I thought we were going to bring down the same one. That wouldn't hurt nothing. As long as they ain't got no little wiggle tails in it. I bet y'all don't understand a bit of that, do you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm honored to be here this morning. I really am. I appreciate it. Y'all got a good name. Excellent name. A church that cares. That's a blessing. A church that cares.
Amen.
I didn't kill the meeting, did I?
No.
You know, I stand amazed at people. I do. I love people. I'm very people-orientated. I came in this morning, and there's so many people. How many of you listen to WTHL?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. But I get so amazed at people. Rick, they do this. They'll size me up and down. And you can see them walk off and all like, he don't look nothing like I thought he'd look.
Yeah.
Some of y'all thought I'd be this great big old tall guy. One brother said, I ain't even going to tell you what I thought you looked like. Must have been rough. But I'm honored. I appreciate it. I've been preaching almost 50 years. Been on radio 30. And I'm on a lot of radio stations, but I appreciate the radio ministry. All right, if you got your Bibles, would you hold them up real high?
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that'd kill a modernist. Amen. That's the right time. It'll count.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Be open to your Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, please. And we'll start reading in chapter 13 when you find your place. I'm honored that so many people say, well, I listen to the radio all the time. That's a wonderful thing.
Hey.
A lot of people say they listen to me, but one good thing about the radio, you can turn me off. I'll tell you this, and then while you're standing. I don't know if some of you know where Jellicoe Mountain's at.
Yeah.
But a man was coming up out of Atlanta, Georgia. And he said he's on top of Jellicoe, and he picked up WTA jail. He said, I was preaching like a wild man. Said, I reached down to turn you off. Said, I'm not so mad. Said, I thought I was going to have a heart attack listening to you. He said, I started to turn you off and said, you said, don't you hit that radio dial.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, dear God, he's in the car with me. He stopped over to Mount Vernon exit, and he called me. And he got his heart right on Interstate 75. Hey. Ain't that a blessing?
Hey.
That's what I live for.
Amen.
The book of 2 Chronicles, if we'll start reading, if you would, in verse 12. And behold, verse 12. Oh, me. I like when you get them nervous shakes.
Amen. Use it, Lord.
Got it? Badge, please. 2 Chronicles, chapter 13, verse 12. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain. His priest with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you, O children of Israel. Fight you not against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind them, so they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind, and they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah, they gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all of Israel before Abijah and Judah. Now, I want you to watch the next verse. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people slew them with great slaughter. So there fell down a slain of Israel. Say it back to me, please. How many thousands? Now say it again. 500,000 men. Can you imagine that? That our mindset, that doesn't register.
Right.
500,000
right.
individuals died. Well, if we've got approximately, 11 pints of blood?
Right.
Think about the blood.
Right.
Let's just bow our heads, please. Father, Lord, we love you and thank you, dear God, for the privilege of being here at Bethel. God, I bless your name that Brother Lord, as dear Brother Rick has been here some 34 years. And God been faithful. Oh, God, give him another 40 years. But I pray, Spirit of God, honor this morning the Word of God.
Yes.
Set a guard at my lips. Don't let me say anything or do anything that, Lord, I be ashamed when I stand before you. And I pray, Lord, for every God called preacher, every missionary. And then, Lord, I think about those that are sick and afflicted in the body.
Yes.
I think about our dear preacher friend. I think about his wife.
Yes.
And I pray, God, please help them. Bless, I pray, save the lost. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And say, you can be seated. 2 Chronicles, please, in chapter 13. If you read your Bible, and I'll give you sort of an introduction. In verse 3, you find there's 400,000 that there in verses 3. But if you go over a little farther, if you read your Bible, and it says, and him with 800,000 chosen men. And here it says 500,000 died. 500,000 died. Now, I'm an evangelist. I travel all the time. And up until I had all these heart problems, I preached almost every week of my life. But I got up early, and this has been just recently, and I was headed to a little place called Woodville, Ohio.
Yeah.
And in my 70 years, I know I don't look it, but I'm 70 years old. Some of y'all saying, dear God, coming on Noah's Ark. But I was never jittery. I was never skittish. Never was in my life. Heart surgery changes you.
Yeah.
It changes your sense of smell. It changes your appetite. It changes your taste buds. My wife, if you drop something in the kitchen, it'll almost just send me into orbit. Now, I'm not that way now since they redone this thing. But anyway, I was going up the interstate, and I had to be there at Woodville and take care of the Sunday school and take care of the preaching services for Brother Bill. I was going up interstate, and I've done it so many times. I was in the left-hand lane, and I, whether you believe it or not, I was driving maybe 72. You know, on cruise.
Yeah.
I didn't have cruise, I don't know everybody.
Right.
So I'm going up interstate, and I'm trying to mind my own business. Y'all better pray I don't break my foot and neck. I was running in the outside lane. Who's all truckers here? I know the brother said he was a trucker.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, dear man. But I was going up through there, and all of a sudden I looked in my rearview mirror, and all I seen was the word Peterbilt. That's all I seen in my rearview mirror. And it startled me, Brother Rick. It's just like this, just startled me. Now that Buick I drive, it will move, trust me. So I hit the accelerator fast, got out of the way of the truck. You have never seen nothing like this in your life. The truck would go to one lane, another car would go another lane. And they were just doing this all up and down the interstate, doing probably 70, 75 miles an hour. All of a sudden, blue lights came everywhere, and they pulled them both over. They pulled them over. And now remember me talking about being startled. Y'all listen to me, open heart surgery, make you startled. Never was that way in my life. So I got back to my senses, if you want to call it that. Some people don't think I've got any. People that sort of like I am, we're uninhibited. I'm a fifth floor candidate, amen. But listen to this. I got my senses and got my back together, and I thought, dear God, that truck, all I seen was that Peterbilt. How many of y'all drive with a rear view mirror? Would you? Well, I hope you don't. I built old cars all my life. I went home and I got me this right here. What do you see in that?
Myself.
All right, now watch this. Remember I seen all them words that said Peterbilt? I got to where I was staying at in the prophet's room, and I got to thinking about looking back. Now, you don't drive looking back. You better not, dear God. You occasionally can check back there.
Yeah.
Say amen there.
Yeah.
You occasionally, you look back there and see what's behind you.
Right.
For a little while, let me preach this morning on what do you see in a rearview mirror.
Right.
Amen.
Notice in your text, it says when Judah looked back.
Yeah.
Now, won't you look, and the battle was before and behind.
Yeah.
Now, I had a little bit of problem with that. Before and behind. I'll get to that in a minute. But I want you to listen to this. Eddie, look at me just for a moment. What do you see? I honestly, before God, I know y'all don't know me. But when Brother Rick got a picture of this building, boy, that settled in my heart. I was asking about these. And I love to build. I love to build. And Brother Rick went and got me some pictures and showed the building before and what it is now.
Yeah.
And see, when you look back, look where God's brought you from. When you look back and you say, hey, me and my wife, dear God, hey, where's your wife at? Bless her heart. Where's she at? She needs a medal. Where's she at? Raise your hand, sis. Hey, I thought about them roses and flowers. I thought, his wife needs roses, flowers, and a dump truck load of gold.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife and I, we've been together soon to be 53 years. Amen. Somebody said, how do you stay together 53 years? I said, fight it out.
Hey.
That's real profound, man.
Hey.
But I told my wife, you got your suitcase packed, I want to know where we're going.
Right. Amen.
Where we're going. So how do you stay together 52 years? How do you stay together 52 years?
By the love of God.
By the love of God. I agree with that. But look where God's brought you from.
Right.
That's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Could you not get in a divorce court?
Oh.
Why, and your home's going to be torn all to pieces. You can have children in jail. You can, hey, but I go back in my mind and I think, when I look back, I don't know, I have a clue what you see, but I know what I see.
Right.
Yeah.
I look back and I was raised in a little place called Lincoln County, Kentucky. Crabwood, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wicked, ungodly place. Everybody's always bringing my past up. Always bringing my past up. Always bringing my past up.
Right.
I was a drunk and I was a hoodlum. You want me to say that again?
Right.
I was a drunk and I was a hoodlum. And God came to where I was at and saved a wretch like me.
Yeah.
But look where God brought me from.
Amen.
Yeah.
I could be in jail. I could have done been any, I could have been in eternity.
Right.
Very few people ever survive two heart attacks.
Right.
Lord.
open heart surgery, take your heart out, put the thing back in.
Yeah. Amen.
I told him, man, I'm in a zipper club. Just unzip it, put it back in. Hey, but I'm talking about, what do you see when you look back? When you look at this auditorium, what do y'all see? Well, I've seen the pictures of what it was before and what it is now.
Yeah.
And I think about Brother Rick, and I think about his faithfulness to these bunch of people. I think about you and the hard work, and I think about marriages and the glue and the adhesion that keeps them together.
Yeah.
I think about what it was when I was a boy, used to in years gone by.
Right.
Men were men, and
right.
You.
Right.
Honesty and decency and character meant something, but not today.
Right. Bless you, Lord.
And I can remember that, and I'm adamant against this stuff. I'm adamant against it. 3 and 4 generations on welfare.
Yeah.
Hey, I may remember when men used to work. They didn't get you to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Amen, sir.
Good.
Amen.
Hey, how many of y'all ever worked for, what's the least you ever worked for an hour? I got you beat. I beat work for 40 cents.
Yeah.
How many of y'all ever worked for $4 a day? Would you $4? Look at there. Looky. $4 a day?
Yeah.
Hey, look here. I mean, working hay fields, tobacco fields, put up that old hay. Yeah, y'all remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about when I look back and I think about what it was then. I thought about the character of people. I thought of it was honesty and decency meant something.
Yeah.
And I mean, hard work. Hey, look here. Our day and time, it's what I call narcissistic. It's all about them. It's all what they can do. And they got educated kids today. They want everything mom and dad's got, but they don't want to do a thing for it. Then they're mad as the devil they don't get.
Yeah.
I say, give them little grandkids and Brother Rick, don't you feel sorry for them? I think about, oh, Lord. And girls, you know what I mean? Them girls, I'm going to help them. They say, Papa. And it's a way they say, Papa. He just gets to be a
father. That's right. Amen.
That's just why you call them grandkids.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they're grand. I wish I knew that. If they'd been that much fun, I'd have had them first.
Yeah.
I got 6 of them. But I'm talking about what it was when you look back. Now, let's go back. I want to settle in and let me give you a value. I remember the home used to be important. Would y'all say
that?
Oh, what's important?
Right.
I remember years gone by. When you look back, church was important.
Right.
Not just Sunday morning. Hey.
Right.
Sunday was the Lord's day.
Amen.
Here, God, you didn't give it to Walmart. Or Kmart. But when I was a boy, everything closed on Saturday.
Right.
You better get it on Saturday because nothing was open on Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Now nobody's got time for church. Say amen.
Yeah.
Nobody's got time to pray. Nobody's got time to fellowship. Nobody's got time anymore to worship. Everybody's in a hurry.
Yeah.
Here's the attitude. Bless my four no more.
Right.
And I'm not preaching yet. I'm just trying to give you an introduction. I'm talking about when you look back, what do you see?
Yeah.
When I look back, I think about what it used to be.
Right.
I think about how used to gasoline was. I used to pull up to a gas station and they'd say, give me $1 worth, you got 5 gallons.
Right.
Amen.
$1 worth.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
I wish I had him here so y'all could look at y'all's faces. You think he coming on Noah's Ark? I remember used to, we were taught work ethics.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Work ethics. I mean, we were taught to work.
Amen. Amen.
We were taught manner. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
no, sir. Thank you. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Right. Right.
We were taught these things. Amen, ma'am.
Right.
We were taught these things. But now then, guess what? And I can remember when I look back, women look like women and men look like men.
Yeah.
And coming out of a closet didn't mean that. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff upsets me, amen. I mean, hey, I can remember when men used to look like men and now these what you call cross dressers.
Right.
Look up here. Here's what I think.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, got that stuff. That burns me alive.
Yeah.
I get that men anymore. Listen, I'm not going to pick on you poor ladies. God bless your heart. Hey, there's enough problem with the men without me picking on the ladies all the time.
Right.
But I'm talking about when you look through the mirror, what do you see?
Right.
Year 2015.
Think about it.
And people anymore lie and they're proud about being liars.
Yes,
sir. They brag about lying. Say amen.
Yeah.
They brag about it. Hey, this guy came to my garage. I had the door open and I was changing oil in my Buick and ready to leave. And he come up and he wanted to know, was I going to vote for him? I said, no.
Amen.
You know how they do? He had his hand out. And he said his name was Rocky. He said, hey, preacher, you're going to vote for me? I said, no. I had his hand. He said, well, preacher, why aren't you going to vote for me? I said, Rocky, you've never kept your word a day I ever knew. Hey, what is wrong with that?
Yeah.
I had his hand. I said, Rocky, tell me something. I said, if you used to die, would you go to heaven or hell?
Right.
They don't mind asking you, you're going to vote.
Right.
Hang it around on the way, man.
Amen.
But see, I remember used to when people were running for some type of office, character meant something.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, honesty and decency, but that's so down to knowing.
Right.
It's what all they can do. It's what they can do for the economy. Now, I'm not going to get on the economy. Now, just wait till I show you this. Now, I remember when I was a boy and what it was like. I remember how, when I looked through the mirror, I remember how them $4 days of working and sweating, didn't have a bathroom in the house, didn't have water in the house, didn't have electricity in the house. We didn't have TV, flat TV. We didn't have computers and my face and your face and your face. They asked me last night, I made a visit, and they asked me, could I text? I said, no, I can't text.
Amen.
I can't text. My granddaughter said, always said, why don't you get up to the time? I said, I don't want up to the time.
Right. Amen.
Why don't you learn how to text? I said, I don't want to learn how to text.
Right.
What is wrong with this? Now, what's wrong with this? Now, what's wrong? All right. Do y'all remember you used to have pay phones? Would you raise your hand?
Yeah.
Pay phone. Do y'all remember you have to get out, put money in the thing, put a quarter, a dime, nickel, what? Say amen.
Yeah.
Now then, we got phones in the house, phones in the car, phones in the pocket. Amen.
Yeah.
There's something about looking eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
And look here, I mean eyeball to eyeball. And now guess what? Now everybody, they don't want to talk, they want to text.
Right. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Text. Hey, look here, there's a lot of difference, brother. I can tell by the tone of the voice. Say amen.
You're right.
I don't like texting. I mean, if you do it, have at it, but I don't like it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you know one of the biggest problems in the United Nations? Do y'all want to know what it is?
Yeah.
They now text and Facebook.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nobody has any kind of relationship one-on-one.
That's right.
It's a real problem. Amen, sister.
Amen.
Hey, there's a lot of difference, brother, when you're sitting communicating with God and looking at their facial expression. We've got to say amen to that.
Right.
The devil's a principality. I told my granddaughter last night, she's 21 on going 40.
Yeah,
I told my granddaughter she's having a problem with her boyfriend. I said, well, just let me shoot him and tell God he died in natural causes.
There you go, brother.
I shoot him anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But I said to my granddaughter, I said, stay off the phone.
Amen.
Amen.
Quit this texting stuff. Quit doing that. I said, look here, if you're going to resolve a problem, I understand a telephone, I understand texting, but I mean, what's wrong with just sitting down face to face and resolving the problem? What's wrong with that? But everybody texts, now then the gap's broader than it was.
Yeah. Right.
I told her, I said, Gene, get off that junk. Then I thought about something else. I thought about how there was no DVDs, no CDs.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I'm talking, when I looked through the mirror, I talk about when I was a boy. I think about how it used to be. We got up, we washed our hands, combed our hair, had to eat what was on the table, and then we got done the dishes, we got the kettle in, got the wood in, and we all stood out on the porch and listened to the whippoorwill.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Whoa. Y'all know what whippoorwills are?
Yeah.
Yeah. One, two.
Yeah.
How about the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah.
Woo! I used to think, how in the name of heaven can you get all them people in that box?
Yeah.
That's when you look through the rearview mirror, amen.
Right.
But I'm saying what this is a highly technological age.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I read the other day, a doctor friend of mine gave me this. He said, you need to see this. It was an American Medical Association magazine. In one of the major hospitals in New York, they're now experimenting with what they call robotics. You take the surgeon, puts his hand down in a glove, and he does this, and he does surgery. 8,000 miles away.
Right, right.
I don't want somebody doing surgery on me 8,000 miles.
Right.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Have you ever thought about if you had to sneeze, what would happen? Y'all don't think right. But I mean, this is a highly technological age, amen.
Yeah.
Right.
And I praise God for the good things, the good things. Now we're talking about looking back. It says Judah looked back. I think it would do Bethel real good to look back to where God brought you from. How good He's been to you. Would y'all say the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance, amen.
Amen.
I believe what's wrong in Baptist churches. I believe about 99.9% of us need to be drug back. Say amen.
Yeah.
And need to remember what garbage can God has got us out of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say amen.
Yeah.
I mean, God reached down in the stones,
yeah. Yeah.
And reached down and picked us up out of there.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, it'd do you good to go back and look where God brought you from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How many of y'all ever swapped tongues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just this one.
Hey, you're a swap hog.
Yeah, I first got married.
Yeah.
That's it. But when I was a boy, the Houston would get up, listen to me, and have two big bowls of gravy. And whatever was left over, rarely didn't have anything left over. You rated it, or you put it all in a slop bucket.
Yeah.
And the thing got full, your grandma would say, go empty that slop bucket, right?
Right.
The old tomatoes, coffee grounds, everything under God's green earth in that bucket. Say
right.
Amen.
Right.
And when you picked it up and carried it like this.
Yeah.
Because if you got it on your pant leg, you're going to wear it about a month.
Yeah.
You get to the hog lot, and invariably them pigs have turned the trough over.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now then you set the bucket down, and you get over in the pen with the hog. And you turn the thing back over, and then you step back and you do this, and then you jump back as hard as you can. Them pigs will come and stick their nose down in all that sour coffee grounds and everywhere. Boy, I got the thing, and there's a day in my life. Hey, the Holy Ghost of God came to where I was at. He reached down and slapped up into this world and picked me up out of there. In a millisecond, the Spirit of God stepped into my life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm trying to get where I'm going. Let's go back. Go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 13. I got to thinking about there's no welfare, there's no handout. And I thought about you got a whip in school, you got one when you got home.
Yeah.
I thought about when I was a boy. Hey, I thought about.
Bless him, Lord.
Did you know I did not know what an iPod was? I live a real sheltered life, don't I? iPod.
Yeah.
Huh? How many of y'all know what iPods are?
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm amputated. Y'all listen to this. My brother is 3 years older than I. He listened to the conversation of his wife on the phone, and Steve's on the other end of the phone, which is his grandson. And all he heard was that Steve was going to get an iPod. My brother said, you tell him he don't need no iPod hanging from his ear. That's about like me. But I could look back and there was no such thing as iPod.
Right, right.
There wasn't none of this stuff.
Amen.
And now we're talking about looking through a rearview mirror. Some of y'all doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
Think about where you was at before God saved you.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Think about what you was involved in.
Amen.
I sat there a moment ago and I seen that lady raise her hand and I seen her well up in tears and I thought to myself, when I pastored years ago in Ohio, I thought about the people that we won the Lord. They sold their bodies on the streets of Vine Street.
Yeah.
And I thought about now they're singing Amazing Grace, how sweet
the sound,
and take the wretch like me. I go back and I look at my life and I see how good God's been to me. And I say, hallelujah. That's the name of God for God saving a wretch like me.
Amen.
Kill it. I said, well, I can run, but I have to walk back. Pacemaker won't let me do too much running. And I still run.
Amen.
I'm talking about when you look through the rearview mirror. And I want you to see it. I thought about when I went through it over my mind. I honestly, before God, my daughter's a school teacher, and she's already having these problems. But I remember, the problem is not the kids. The problem is the home.
Right.
Amen. The problem is the home.
Amen.
Now the children are telling the parents what to do.
Right. Yeah.
And my daughter's real ultra conservative more than I am.
Yeah.
And she's a school teacher. She said, Daddy, she said, I am constantly pulling them boys' pants up.
Yeah, bless her heart.
I mean, just little bitty kids.
Hey.
Wear their pants down on their kneecap.
Yeah.
The back pockets on their kneecap.
Right.
And they walk like this.
Yeah.
And their underwear is showing. That ought not be seen.
Amen.
But I'm saying when I look back, you didn't see that.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Now, I don't know you. Look in the mirror and think for a moment. You're looking through a rearview mirror. Okay? We're talking about looking back.
Amen.
I want you to listen to me for a moment. I want you to say, God, you've been so patient with me.
Amen.
That's when I look in the rearview mirror, I say, God, you've been so patient.
Amen.
Hey, the Bible teaches me in 2 Peter 3 that God is long-suffering. Hey, thank God for His love. Thank God for His long-suffering.
Amen.
When I look in the rearview mirror, that's what I see.
Amen.
I used to get some blind running drunk. Eddie, I didn't know where I was at, who I'd been with, what I'd done. Stay drunk Monday through Friday. Honestly, for God. And work on a job.
Amen.
I didn't get drunk on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Try to sober up. Try to get ready to go back to work on Monday.
Right.
Vow I'd never do that again. On the next Friday, go do it again. Not know where my car was at, who I'd been with, or what I'd done. Hey, thank God, hallelujah. 51 years of my life. I know where my car is.
Yeah.
I know who I've been with. I know what I've done.
Yeah.
Had to take a baby after to get over a hand.
Amen.
Glory. That's what I see. I think about how patient. Did you know I've wrecked on more old cars?
Yeah.
I've got scars all over me. There's one here, one up here, one there. There's scars everywhere. But as you get older, the scars sort of, you know, they go back. Shut up, Rick. Scar used to be here, and that's so went back. But I think about how patient God was
with
me. I could be in hell.
Amen.
I could be burned in the charred engines of the damned.
Right.
And I look through the rearview mirror, I say, God, you're so patient with me.
Thank you.
Then when I look through the rearview mirror and do something else, I see how that God protected me.
Amen.
Listen to me. When you look through the rearview mirror, that truck that I told you about a moment ago, that when I looked through the rearview mirror and all I seen in words was Peterbilt.
Yeah.
And them in that road rage doing this back forth road. And I thought about my Buick out there. I lived in a 35-foot fifth wheel when I went into evangelism. My wife and three children. That's been 1980. That's been a long time.
Yeah.
My wife, three children. I put 280-some thousand miles on that camper, that fifth wheel, in that truck. Mm. I've wore out 7 Buicks like that one. I've got 228,000 miles on that one.
Amen.
Can you believe I've never put a dent on a car?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you must be a good driver. Now,
yeah.
My guardian angel went down the road and said, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to be. You look through there and see how good. I bet you ain't that good a driver. You either, so don't start. I was coming out of Lynchburg, Virginia. I was holding revival meeting. And I try to drive defensively.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Honestly, I've been preaching 30 years of evangelism. I've been preaching 48 years. And can you, I've had one flat tire.
Praise God.
We're talking about how God protects us.
Amen.
It's coming out. It's drizzling rain, but I closed out the meeting. Got on 81. And I had this overwhelming desire in me to get me a cup of coffee. I know where every good coffee place is.
Woo!
Up and down Interstate 81, up and down Interstate 40. Amen, truck driver.
That's right.
I know where the coffee's at, amen.
Amen.
I had this overwhelming desire to just pull off and get a cup. We've been on 81, and there was a truck pulling double and a van. Drizzling rain. I pulled off, went through the drive-thru, got me a good cup of coffee, got right back on this. Right back on 81. I didn't go maybe 8 or 10 miles down the road, and that van, the truck jackknifed, and the van went right up underneath it. Well, I jumped out of the car, and the driver of the truck come back there. We got the driver's door open, felt for a pulse, and he was dead. Then we went around to the passenger side. We couldn't get the thing out of there, and here come EMI people, and here come all these emergency people, and a helicopter came with a big spotlight about this big. State trooper walked up to me, and he said, are you involved in the wreck? I said, no. He said, is that your car? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, then you need to move your car. I said, okay. So I got in my car, and I was shaking all over. Do y'all know what I mean? Just
right.
And I sort of calmed down, and then all of a sudden it hit me.
Yeah.
If I hadn't pulled off
right,
I'd been right in the middle of that wreck.
Amen.
But see, look how good, look how he protects us.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Look how God protects us
right here. Amen.
Glory to God, it blesses me. Amen.
Thank you.
1,000,000+ miles, and I've never even put a dent on a car. Glory to God, that thrills me.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Glory, brother. Hey, when you think about it, Brother Rick, God had protects you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The shield.
Yeah.
When you look through the rearview mirror,
right.
It ain't your good driving. It ain't your good. You know, we think that we're in control of our life. Not as much as we think.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
right.
as much as we think.
Amen. Right. Amen.
My mother-in-law was 91 years old and taught me more about the protection of God than any woman upon the planet of this earth.
Yeah.
I've always been able to wire and plumb and build, and I love that stuff. But anyway, my mom was 91. So I got this real bright idea. I'm going to put in her a 200-amp service. I'm going to rewire the whole house. Do y'all remember years gone by they used to put pennies behind the fuses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all see, I mean, I told y'all as old as I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Used to, they'd take the fuse out, and they'd put pennies behind it.
Yeah.
Well, I wired this house. My mother makes a long story short. It blistering hot, me up in the attic, blistering hot, cutting wire. I looked up there and I cut a big swat out and wanted to look here, and the wire had overheated so hot from putting the pennies behind there that literally it melted the wire, melted the wire. So I got the side cutters and cut out a big swat. You know how spiritual I am. I go down there and my mother-in-law, she know more about God than I'll probably ever learn in my life. I said, "Mama, look at here." I said, "This house could have burned down."
Yeah.
She said, "I reckon you've never read Psalm 91.
Yeah, man.
Because he gives his angels charge, and he said they just flap their wings and just cooed them.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. Fair to talk about it. Amen.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You'll get that in a minute.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Put a penny behind the
penny.
God, what I'm saying is, when you look through the rearview mirror, I don't know what y'all see, but I'm saying how God protects us. And how God provides for us.
Sure he does.
Everything I have on, did you know God give that to me? Everything I have on, my shoes, my
suit,
my shirt. Hallelujah. I think about it, I've never missed a meal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My wife, she went on a diet. She lost 40 pounds. And one of her sisters lost 50 pounds. The other one lost 30 pounds. I said, "Hey, guys, y'all, you're a missing sister here." When you think about it, that's about 130, 40 pounds they all lost. What I'm saying is, hey, look how God's provided for you. Amen.
Amen.
We need to look back. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Look at them good seated.
Right.
Boy, I sat down on them. I said, "Boy, don't that feel good?"
Yeah.
I went through my mind. We could be sitting on a little hard bench.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Did y'all have a rough weather down here this past couple 3 weeks? Did you? Let me ask you this. This is what went through my mind. I got up and I said, "God, thank you, Lord, to have a good warm hand."
Right.
Hallelujah, thank God. Look how God provides for us.
Amen.
Right.
The goodness of the Lord leads us to repentance.
Amen.
Oh, I believe with all my heart. Well, I believe I know what Bethel needs. We need to look back.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Let me show you something else right there. Now, I'm back to 2 Chronicles. Look at verse 14. "And when Judah looked back." Now we're looking back. Are you ready? I remember when I was a little old boy, there's no wrinkle-free clothes. Mom used to wash our clothes, hang out our clothes on the fence line.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wash our clothes and roll the horse forward.
Yeah.
Hey, but when I look back, I see the patience of God. And when I look back, I see how God's provided for me.
Yeah.
And when I look back, I see how God has miraculously let me live in this country called America.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been on mission fields, you name it, I've been there.
Yeah.
Every time I come back, God is my witness. I fall on my knees.
Yeah.
God, thank you, Lord, to let me live in a country like America.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, could you not have been born? Could you not have been put on a dark region?
Sure.
Hey, but look how, you think about it now, in the providence of God, God let you be born in America.
Amen.
You grumble and fuss and complain.
Right. Come on.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I think about me. How many of you in this building have ever seen children eat out of garbage cans? You built 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, have seen kids eat out of garbage cans. When I was in Mexico in the Rio, we met 5 or 6 times. They took me to the dump. They took me to the dump. They wanted me to see this. It's a third world country, right? They're already dirt poor.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
All right, when they come in with a dump truck to dump the garbage out of the dump truck, little kids come from everywhere
yeah.
Yeah.
and sift through the garbage.
Yeah.
And honestly, it is nothing uncommon to see them eat scraps off of the food that's been thrown in that garbage truck.
Right.
And I think about us, and I think about when I look down, and I think, God, I've not had to get one of my kids out of jail.
Right. Amen.
I've never seen one of my kids. I've got three boys and a girl, and they're probably meaner than a junkyard dog. You say, well, why is preacher kids always so mean? They hang around the Dickens kids. But I've never seen one of them with a cigarette in their mouth. I've never seen one of them in jail. I've never seen one of them on drugs.
Thank you. Amen.
I think about how good God has been to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what y'all are seeing when you look through the rearview mirror.
Right.
Grace.
There's a man coming my driveway. His name is James. His brother, I went out, he said, James is in the car. He said, he wants to talk to you. I said, Jesus. He was so drunk, so help me, he couldn't even hardly hold his head. And I said, James, can I help you? He said, Brother Sisson, he said, would you just get me something to drink, or water? Have you ever seen anybody in BTs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever seen the body to shake?
Yeah.
I went in the house and I said, how about a Pepsi? He said, that'd be fine. And I poured him one of them big liter Pepsis, about that big. Poured it in, put Pepsi in. Took it out there to him, and here's what he done. He sat down on the side of on the concrete, put his rear down on it, and put his back against the tire. I said, come on in the house. And he wouldn't come. He just wouldn't come in the house. Body shaking. And I'll guarantee you, there ain't a person in here can do what I'm fixing to take. He turned that Pepsi up and drunk every drop of it. Just drunk every drop of it. So I refilled it for him, and he drank another big swallow out of it. In a few minutes, his body was so dehydrated he quit shaking. That minute that went by, I thought, that could be me.
Amen.
Could be me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to forget what garbage he
had. Amen.
Amen.
I don't ever want to forget where God brought me from.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
When y'all look through the rearview mirror, I don't know what you see. But I know one thing, what we ought to see is how God provided for us.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think about how in his providence he let you be a member of Bethel Baptist Church.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Look to here, in his providence he gave you a good pastor.
Amen.
Gave you a good church to attend.
Amen.
Where would you be at if you had not gotten a good Bible-believing church?
Amen.
If my wife was here, this morning, she would tell you that if we hadn't gotten in a good Bible-believing church, we wouldn't be together today.
Right.
Amen.
Let's call the church away. Amen.
Hey, the truth is a deterrent. Would y'all say amen?
Amen.
Putting it in practice, amen. The truth is what sets you free.
Yes.
Right.
And when you got a church that preaches the truth to you, it'll keep you out of the divorce court.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, that went over real low.
Amen.
Don't y'all believe that?
Amen.
Our problem is we hear, but we don't apply what
that's
we hear.
It
would solve 99.9% of our problems if we would listen, apply the truth that you hear Sunday morning,
right.
Sunday night, Wednesday night, and apply it to your life. Amen.
That's
right.
Amen.
I scream it till I ain't got a voice. It says, when Judah looked back.
Yes, preacher.
Now, for a little while, I know when God says quit. I know when God says quit. And I know when God just pulls, he just pulls a chain on me. What do y'all see when you look back?
That's right.
You remember when you first, how many of y'all remember when you got saved? Would you raise your hand?
Glory.
Amen.
Remember how tender your heart was?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You remember how you couldn't wait for the services?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. The preaching wasn't too hard for you.
Right.
And you loved everything about it.
Right.
Amen.
That's good.
You need to look back. You need to look back and think.
Yeah.
It's nobody's fault except mine.
That's it.
Well, brother says, you don't know what I've been done to. That makes no difference, but I know what they've done to Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
My allegiance is to him. Say amen.
Amen. That's it.
I want to sustain the bare heels. And it says, and when Judah looked back.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something. The answer's going to come. The song is going to come.
Lord, thank you.
How many of you would just look back?
Thank you, Lord.
How many of y'all would just look back and say, God, you've been so good to me? Hey, would you get your wife? Would you get your husband? Would you come just get on your face before God? Come on, just get out of your seat and come. Say, God, you've been so good to me. When we look back, we see how patient God has been to us. We see in his providence, he let us be a member Just Bible preaching church.
Amen.
When you look back, you see how God's perfect. You could be in hell this morning. And God let you come to the house of God this morning. Sometimes I think about how that God provided for me.
Walk in the light.
Oh, dear God. Sunday school teacher this morning. God bless you, ladies. God bless you. Yes, sir. That's good. Hey, before we do anything, would you just real quietly bow your head?
Boy, that lost when it's
you're hearing unsaved this morning, and you'd say, Brother Sisson, please pray for me. I realize God's been patient with me. But Sisson, I don't want to go to heaven. Would you just slip your hand up anywhere in the building? Would you say, pray for me, Brother Sisson? But Sisson, I don't want to go to hell. Amen, son. God sees your hand. Now listen to me for a moment. You'd have never raised your hand if God had not been dealing with you. You ought to come and let Brother Rick or one of these men take the word of God and help you. As a mom and a dad, look how good God's been to you. Look how good God's been to you. You raise your hands and brothers and sisters, you're right. God's been good to me. Look at that. God's been good to me.
Lord, you're so gracious.
See that wonderful. God bless you.
I'd find it. Father,
Lord, we surely love you. Thank you for these that's on their face before you. Lord, I pray that God we'd look back. Oh God, and like the psalmist of old, search me, O God, and know me and try me, see if there be any wickedness. God bless Brother Rick and his people. I pray, God, this morning for that hand that's raised towards you. Lord, you know the need. I hope they really truly understand. God, please, if they're not saved, help them not to leave us. God, shake Vasco. Oh, God, please, Lord, move upon Vasco. Lord, move upon our communities, I pray. Help every gospel preacher, every missionary, every pastor. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. While we sing,
124.
Page 124, you raise your hand. Hey, won't you let us come and help you this morning? Hey, look, just look how big God's been to you. Look what he's given you. I don't know if you ever do this or not, but you ought to. Do you ever just go to your preacher and say, thank God for you?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Him and his wife? Yeah. If I was a devil, I know what I'd do. I'd use every tip I could on that day.
Right.
I don't know this, but I'll venture to say there's people here this morning that's went through some dark valleys. You've been fighting some dark valleys. Why don't you go put your arm around them and say, I want you to know, I don't understand everything you're going through, but I want you to know that I care. I left a couple last night. He's right at the point of dying. So he's been preaching 35 years. He's in one bedroom, and his wife is right across the hall in the other one. She's had a heart attack and had a stroke. She's not at the point of death. But I'm saying, a man and wife, just a hall separating them. They've called in hospices 24 hours a day. Now think about how good God's been to me. I went away there last night. I was grieved in my heart. I wished I could take all the hurt away. Y'all know what I mean. I wish I could take the hurt away.
Amen.
Let's say, come on, son. Would you come? Glance back, you look through your rearview mirror, you're going to remember this morning.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're going to remember.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. You look through that rearview mirror, you're going to think, that preacher preached on me. Looking back. Hey, God bless your dear heart. Come on, brother.
Thank you.
Well, listen.
Thank you, Brother Sisson. Let's play just a little bit more if you would there. We appreciate the good message this morning. And let us thank the preacher. Snow was on, and they couldn't get out, just meditating, reading the Word of God, thinking about it, and so I do appreciate this message, and a lot of things brought back to mind, learned some things, and I know now why he didn't answer my text.
I didn't know how to receive
it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that's good preaching. Now, he'll be back tonight, Lord willing.
Amen.
Yeah, so you be sure and come back tonight, okay? Be in his service tonight. And we've had to mess some snow days, so the Bible talks about redeeming the time.
Amen.
And so I just usually come to church once, yeah, but you messed them other days, so you need to redeem that. You need to come twice a day.
Amen.
And redeem the time.
Yeah.
All right, any word of testimony this morning from anybody? Brother Eddie.
I thank the Lord for saving me, Brother Rick.
for He sure is good.
Amen.
I wish the whole world was saved.
Yes, sir.
I wish they all knew the Lord personally. Sure. I wish they had a different opinion of Him, like the preacher preached about how gracious, good, long-suffering He is. So glad He saved an old drunk like me.
Amen.
Bless you.
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
All right, somebody else.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I want to thank the Lord for the message and the messenger that God brought.
Amen.
And it's been a blessing to be back of this church.
Sure. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, some people store up because we can't have it, and some people store up because we can. If you love the Lord, you mess it when you don't get to come.
That's right.
In your heart that you know that you need to be there. Amen. All right, anybody else? Word of testimony, yes, Miss Jean.
I just want to thank the Lord.
Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yes.
Happy that you got it.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? Yes. Brother Close.
I just have to say this morning, it's been good to be back.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. Bless your heart. Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody over here.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do nothing, and God brought me from where I was at to right now. You know, I was pushing the carpet around and everything else. I thought I would never do nothing else. God pushed me away from it and told me I can do it, so now I can walk and everything else. Amen.
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 Bless you, yes, that's good. All right, anybody else?
Pastor, I want to thank the Lord. I just don't think I should leave here today without thanking Him.
Amen, Brother Mark.
As Brother Sisson was preaching, I thought about where He did bring me from.
Yeah.
I was down in the pits, I mean, as low as you could go. And it took a long arm to reach down in there and drag me out. Yeah. And I lived 34 years without coming to the Lord. And 18 of them was, I don't know how my wife put up with me for as many years as we was together before I got saved. We was in divorce court. We was in a lot of places. She went through a whole lot. And I thank God that she did stick with me.
Amen.
But I thank the Lord most of all that He saved me.
Amen.
And if you're here today lost, I don't know how you're going without Him.
Amen.
It has been fantastic.
Bless you,
the Lord at the altar that night. I ain't got over it. I won't get over it. I'm in heaven.
Amen. Come down. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll have to say I can say amen to his testimony. I was there when he got saved on Sunday night. I could probably count on both hands the services that he hadn't been in since he got saved.
Amen.
So I appreciate that. All right then, we're gonna ask Brother David to come. He wants to give you some instructions about the meal, Sister Marla.
Mama's
birthday.
Okay, yes, Sister Marla's mother, Miss Nail. She's in the nursing home over at Barron County. Her birthday is this week. What day?
Tuesday.
Okay, so you're going to have to get this done today. If you got one of the directories, you can get the address there to the nursing home. You don't have to know the room. Just put Miss Nail on there, and they'll see she gets it. And so pile the cards up there for her, okay? And that means a lot.
Sure.
I've been out there when they got them. Means a lot to me to get a card, because when I get one, I know somebody had to sit down and take 5 minutes of their time, and they had to be thinking about me, or they wouldn't have done it to start with. So it means a lot. So let's do that, okay? Get some cards over to Miss Nail, and let's let her know that out of sight's not out of mind, or out of mind, okay? Let's do that. All right, Brother David, you come. Brother Sisson, you go back there to the door, and Brother, when you get on, Brother, just come on up there and go to the front of the line, okay?
Amen. I'd like to just say one thing before I go on any further, that I am one of them people that am just blessed to be in Bethel Baptist Church.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I praise the Lord and give Him thanks every day for leading me to this
good
church
place.
And my family.
Yeah.
And I know what it's meant to me and my wife and my children to,
amen.
To be in this church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I've grown by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah.
Just in.
That's right.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I've been here about 12, 15 years now. I've learned more in them years than I've learned the whole rest of my life.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm just tickled to death to be here. There's only one other place I'd rather be, and that's in heaven.
Amen.
I'm going there for sure. I know that right now. I know it in my heart. And I want to thank the Brother Rich for the good preaching.
Amen.
I want to thank this church for the good, the Lord, for the good Sunday school teachers.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Y'all pray for them daily. Pray for
Amen.
Them. Pray for our pastor.
Amen.
Pray for good people like Brother Sisson.
Amen.
Get out and travel these highways.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray for them.
Amen.
They're spreading the word of God. And that's,
yeah.
You know, I just love them. Anyway, all right. Y'all show your manners. Let Brother Sisson and our pastor.
Let me say one thing. You know, being a preacher don't just involve me, it involves my family.
Right.
And, a lot of times that I couldn't be at the games and things, my kids, when they was growing up, because I saw we're preaching or doing a funeral or something like that. There is some advantages to being a preacher's child. And so I want all my family, because I know they're going to tell us, me and my wife, go to the front of the line. And all my family go to the front of the line with me today.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Amen. All right. Let's be sure we do that, children. I know when I growed up, my mom, she taught me right from wrong. She showed me right from wrong. but let's be sure we do that now. Show appreciation to our pastor and his family. Let's bow our head. We're going to go ahead and bless the food. That way we'll go ahead and eat when we get up. Dear Heavenly Father, we are again thankful, Lord, to be able to come to your house today, Lord. We thank you for this congregation, Lord, that's come today, Lord, and be here in this church to hear good preaching, Lord.
Thank you.
We pray, Lord, that you'll be with us and guide and direct us, Lord, in all we do. Be with us again tonight, Lord, and I pray that you come back to hear Brother Sisson again tonight, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we just thank you for, again for our pastor and his family. Not enough words on this side of heaven to show. To tell him how much we appreciate it. But Lord, and again now we pray, Lord, that you'll be with this meal we're about to partake of. We pray you bless it, nourishing of all of our bodies, Lord, that we might further your will some way or another in this world. Now in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Dismissed.